Thank you, Jesus, for protecting us from the wiles of the devils. Help us to guard our hearts that nothing unclean may enter. Amen. Well, I'm sensing attacks that could be launched against us. We have several men and only two women in the community, and I've seen the earmarks of the enemy trying to find a way in. Lord, you are here. I am yours and you are mine. Please help us avoid this attack against the community. Jesus began, "Warm feelings are natural to loving one another. It is Satan that interjects thoughts and feelings that should not be there. Yes, he sends in darts to disturb your peace and twist your ways. My children, when you love one another, you must guard your hearts against the distortions lust can interject. Knowing this will save you from the heartaches of sin. When I choose a man and woman to complement one another in holy matrimony, I make the path straight and clear and will not suffer you to go about it in the wrong way. There is a way of love known to the angels that is pure and straight, without any shadow of turning or duplicity. On the earth, I want you to love others this very same way, with absolute purity. The enemy will try to pull you away from this holy resolve and try to deceive you into thinking that following your emotions into another kind of relationship is from me. It is not from me. I safeguard and protect the rights over your hearts if you stay within the confines of my counsel. Do not expose yourselves to an occasion of sin. Run from those situations because you are not anywhere near as strong and committed as you think you are. Feelings can stir and overtake you. Lies can be planted in your head to pave the way for an illicit relationship. My loved ones, the integrity of this community must be guarded with utmost care, or you stand to lose everything. In all communities, there are cross currents of lust and engaging the opposite sex, even when only work is in mind, until a moment of weakness, that is. This does not have to be your fate. You can close your heart and body up behind a steel gate that I alone have the key to. This will take discipline because the enemy will not stop trying until he's convinced you cannot be violated. You will encounter these types of temptations over and over again in your religious life. Satan is incensed with your commitment to me. The dynamic of chastity or celibacy is an affront to him and cuts off one of his primary entrances into the vocation of a chosen soul and the stability of a community to put an end to them. Forewarned is forearmed. You, each one of you, have been targeted in this way and in others. There are assignments on your commitment to me to steal it away. There are assignments against your vows of obedience, chastity, and poverty. Giving in only a bit weakens you. Standing tall and rebuffing all suggestions causes you to grow taller and stronger. Well, as an aside, I just had to look something up on the internet and this rhema came up. See, my children, we must reflect that we have a soul to save and an eternity that awaits us. The world, its riches, pleasures, and honors will pass away. Let us take care then. So I asked the Lord, "Lord, what is an occasion of sin?" Jesus answered me, "Spending time alone with the opposite sex can set the stage for a fall. Whenever you are alone with someone, you can be guaranteed that both of you will be hit with thoughts of impropriety because the demons never sleep. If you are married, keep your marriage healthy. If you are single, keep your espousal relationship with me healthy. Include others in necessary conversations. Pray always, Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. I will hear the cry of your heart and defer the temptation, perhaps even by having you called into another work in those moments. For the men, I say, steep yourselves in me. You will find all the comfort, companionship, and deep inner peace you need from me. For the women, I say, you are my bride, beautiful and delightful to my heart. Protect our intimacy by not admitting anyone else into your heart. My dear ones, I have called you together to learn these things now when you are not busy or overwhelmed. You are setting into motion good habits that will protect you from a fall later when things get busier. Pray for one another and be true to me. You are my spouse now. Seal your heart up so that only I can enter. For those who are married, you are one flesh and still my spouse. The two of you seal those doors together so that only I can enter. I have wonderful things in store for you. We are laying the foundation and doing the groundwork. Brotherly love is being lived out between all of you, and that makes Satan furious. He's used to getting his own way and spoiling things. But I am warning you ahead of time. There are assignments against you. Renounce his sinful suggestions, run from temptation, and pray for deliverance. You are all beautiful to behold, and your hearts are my resting place. You will succeed in protecting what is most holy and pure, for I am with you to instruct you, and I have given each of you the grace to obey. The fear of the Lord is a good and healthy thing. I want so much to increase and bless you, and I will, as your integrity becomes strong enough to rebuff all temptations to sin. Go now in the surety that I am with you. I love you, and I will provide a way out for any temptations as long as you keep your heart guarded.